first time musician Jill Sobule came into our studios last fall, she was toying with an idea. And in January, she gave it a shot. She asked fans on her website to donate money so she could make her next record. Sound like a crazy plan? Crazy like a fox, or a foxy musician anyway. We're pleased to report that the idea worked, and in about 2 months, Jill raised $80,000. Now she's ready to make an album, and she joins us now in the studio. Yay, you're here!
Yay.
And yay, you got the cash!
I know, I actually didn't really know. I thought maybe I'd get half that amount.
It's unbelievable. Explain to people the levels of contributions that they could make.
Well, so they don't just give me money. They get gifts and services. So it's from the polished rock level to weapons-grade plutonium. And I got one of those. So it's like from $5 to $10,000. And that was just kind of a joke. But that you get to sing like a duet with me.
Wow.
And someone from the UK named Joe.
Is the one who got that.
Is coming in April.
That's amazing. So you had these increments, these 5, 10, 20.
Right. You get the download for free, and then you get a thank you, and then there's various levels where you get a theme song that I'll have to write. I have a lot of theme songs to write for people, and one where I do an instrumental at the end of the album, and I mention your name or your kid's name, and so it was kind of goofy and a funny idea, and it actually worked. And actually, I made it for $75,000, and it's not just for recording. It's for just doing the whole thing, touring, marketing. But and when I stopped it, there were people that were saying, well, I missed out. I was too late. Can I? It was so tempting to keep it up.
Well, that's called the follow-up record fund, I
think. Or Jill's first BrooklynBrownstone.com.
There you go. Hey, I know. You can come in my house. You can hang out with me. So this record's going to have a ton of producers because you could get a producer credit, right?
Absolutely. And I'm going to do 3 records, one live one, one studio one, and one where it's just vocal and guitar with I'll do it to a grid, to a click, and it'll have all the audio files. So you could, if you have GarageBand, you could produce a track.
That's very cool. Now, you highlighted one comment on your site from someone who donated, and I want to read this quote. I am donating not because of the music. The music is good, but not really my kind of music, but because I think it is a worthy project. The idea of using the internet to get small donations from a lot of people is great, and once you have a small fan base, it is doable. So I'm giving a small tip in the hope that you one day will make a great album. What did you like about this comment so much?
That was just sweet because it wasn't a fan. It was just someone who liked my idea and thought this is a new model. And people are looking for new models.
So the guy in the UK, was he your biggest single donation? Or who was?
Yeah, that was my biggest single. And I just hope it's a woman, actually. J-O. And I hope... It doesn't really matter if she can sing because computers can fix it these days. And I really don't care if she can sing or not. It'll be fun and great.
Did you get any special requests from any of the donations? People making suggestions of things they wanted to
Well, be people with asked, you? Well, I can't sing, but can I play drums? And I should have responded to them. Boy, you and I could have gone to Atlantic City today. We could have doubled it. No, I can't touch it. I
can't touch it. This is all about the music and making the new album, and you're going to give us a little taste of what we might hear on the new record?
Well, there's so many songs, and I'm not sure which you're going to make, but within the 3, there'll probably be a lot of different songs. Here's a little song about, well, I hate saying when people... try to say what it's about.
Just go ahead and say.
Because I don't even know. Here I am, back where I began, with my old friends, my notebook and my pen. I can't believe it's been 8 years waiting for something to happen. Nothing has happened in 8 years. Gone in a minute. Everything's different, but nothing has changed. No words of wisdom, the best I can say. Here I go. falling through the page, down the rabbit hole, hoping I'll be saved from all those empty days that make 8 years waiting for something to happen. How did it happen? 8 years gone in a blink. Everything's different, but I'm still the same. No lessons learned. The best I can say is I'll get up today. I'll try to be a good person, and I'll still love, and I'll still dream, and hope I'll have more 8 years waiting for something to happen. Nothing has happened in 8 years.
New music from Jill Sobule, which may or may not end up on this
right.
new album where people have helped you raise the money to be able to make this record. Where are you in the recording process?
I'm going to start next month.
Whereabouts? L.A., New York?
I'm going to start in L.A., and then I'll probably come here and play with some friends here in New York.
Have you toyed around with names yet?
Famous people?
Of the album.
Oh, names of their record. No, but I would love suggestions. Plus, I need a name for my record company.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll have to do a shout-out for you on the website. We're actually scrambling. We had put a shout-out for names for your band last time you were here. And I think somebody's getting those for us. You know what we're going to ask you to do? Can you stick around for just a little bit?
Absolutely.
Because we'll get some of the suggested names for your band. We'll perhaps put up on our website suggested names for your record company and your album as well.
Oh, that's great.
And I know I put you to work a little bit because you're our op-ed lady, music lady, and you came up with something that you've been toying with. It's been a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, well, I've just been upset, really, ever since the Spitzer thing and Kristen, the woman who he slept with, she got made $250,000 her first day on her music on her MySpace page. And I've had a history with someone that I don't want to reveal because I'm but I could have made a lot of money, and that's what this song is about.
That is what they call a good tease in radio. Jill Sobule in studio with us. Do stay with us here at the Bryant Park Project. Jill's going to join us on the other side. Also coming up, the FCC auctioned off a bunch of wireless spectrums the other day. We'll tell you why it's such a big deal. This is the BPP from NPR News.
Why are all our heroes so imperfect? The statue in the park has lost his crown. William Faulkner, drunk and depressed. Dorothy Parker, mean, drunk and depressed. That guy 7 years in Tibet turned out to be a Nazi. Founding fathers all had slaves. The explorers slaughtered the braves. The Old Testament God could be so petty. Paul McCartney, jealous of joy. Even more so now that he's gone.
Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We do have some news headlines coming up very shortly, as well as a bit of an explainer about the FCC selling off those wireless spectrums. But we did want to finish up first with Jill Sobule. She was nice enough to come into our studios. So Jill, now you've got the money to make your record. You're going to start in, but now you need a name for your band, you told us last time. So I want to give you some of the suggestions that our listeners gave.
Oh, good.
Jill and the Incredible Fantastics. Jill Sobule and the Change, Jill Sobule and the Bit Parts, Jill Sobule and the Insobules, Jill Sobule and the Sarcastics, Jill Sobule and the Strange Light. This is actually kind of a good one. I like this one. Jill Sobule and the Plastic Monkeys.
I like that one.
Monkeys always good.
Monkeys is always good to put in anything.
So we're going to send Jill off with a list of potential names for her bands, and we might actually put on our website, get you guys to help Jill name her album as well. But we are going to put you to work. You have become a big part of our family, writing these great musical opinion editorial pieces, and you rarely hold back. There's a little bit of some news that's been on your mind. You don't have to go too in depth about it, but it's been something you felt like you needed to sing about a little bit.
Well, I just feel like since the Spitzer case and the Kristen who made lots of money on her MySpace page, that I could have done the same thing because I've had a celebrity in my past, but and maybe I should have told. But here's it's a hard song for me to sing because it's very emotional. At first, it was exciting. To play the cloak and dagger, to sneak into a taxi back to your Georgetown condo, and there you'd play piano in your red stilettos. You'd put me in a trance, take off the pantsuit pants, Condoleezza. I'll keep our secret. Won't sing your last name, though it would help me sell a lot of records, increase the traffic on MySpace. I'll keep a secret, Condoleezza. I really do miss your sweet kiss, and in bed talking Soviet politics. But you should have taken my advice on the war and left that no good man you're working for, Condoleezza. I really can't go on with this song anymore.
Jill Sobule sharing the intimate thoughts and, of course, not revealing anything about a part of her life. Well, we appreciate your candor, Jill.
Thank you very much.
Jill Sobule, raise enough money for her new record. We can't wait to hear it, and we can't wait to have you back. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you guys so much.
Right now, though, we're going to go to Laura Conaway in our news booth. I do believe Laura has a little bit of news for us.